Oh, yes. The Yield Mill is my favorite ride. My children and I have to ride it every year. That's been going since 1915.
That's Amy Bickle, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Amy Bickle is the director of marketing for the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson. She joins us to talk about what's new at the fair this year, featured concerts, and other highlights. Amy, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, there are a lot of new things happening at the fair this year, and one of them to help people get prepared is the Kansas State Fair app. Tell us about it.
Well, it is brand new this year. We've never had an app like this before. And basically, you know, if you're a fan of fair food and want to find the nearest location of cheese curds, or you want to know when that next livestock show is, it will tell you pretty much everything that you need to know that's going on the fair. There's a daily schedule that goes by the hour of what's happening. You can search your favorite food, or if you're looking for cattle chutes or whatever it is, you can search products and food and locations of events and buildings, and it really covers everything you need to know. I really like it. I think it's going to be useful for people just wanting to get around the fair.
Speaking of getting around the fair, you have new trams this year. Tell us about that.
This year we have sponsors for trams. We have Westar Energy and Alliance for a Healthy Kansas stepped up to get us safe and affordable trams that'll work around the grounds, sort of like what you see at a zoo. They're self-contained, and the company provides drivers, and these trams will navigate around the fairgrounds and get people to different areas around kind of the large loop of the fairgrounds this year.
Now, another new thing you have there is the Education Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we had a building on the grounds that was popular for many years called Do Art, and kids could come in and make artwork and have fun and learn as well. But the people that ran that decided not to do that this year, which gave us an opportunity to really expand our education and still have a fun place for kids to do crafts and learn, but make it more curriculum-based. So the new Education Center is located kind of centrally on the grounds. We serve 12,000 students already or more through the Kansas largest classroom each year. So this will give classrooms an opportunity to come in. Two of the new things we're doing this year is with the Education Center is pollinator gardens, teaching about the importance of pollinators and how it affects our daily lives from the food we eat to the clothes we wear, and then also the Kansas dairy industry. So those are two things that students that come through the Education Center can learn about. So we've really stepped up our educational offerings this year. Plus, at the Education Center, we have passports kids can pick up. They can take it around to different locations. Like we have the milking parlor, we have the birthing center, and they can mark that they went to these places and then bring it back and get a prize. So we have lots of learning opportunities throughout the whole grounds as well. But the new Education Center is a great opportunity to come in a classroom type setting.
Well, another new thing, on the first weekend of the state fair is the Explore Kansas Festival. Tell us about that.
Well, this is something near and dear to my heart because celebrating all things Kansas is kind of a passion of mine. So being able to help start the first Explore Kansas Festival was a great experience. You know, we have 10 days of the fair where communities can come in and showcase and tell about what they're doing. But a lot of these communities just can't afford to be here 10 days, or they don't have the staff to be here 10 days. And so this is an opportunity that for them to come for 2 days over a weekend and really hone in on what they're offering in their communities. So we have more than 40 communities represented, and it'll be taking place in Gottschalk Park. Ark City's bringing their lost city of Etzenoa, and they're bringing information about that. That was a lost Native American city they discovered a few years ago. Sedan's bringing stuff on their community, as well as Erie, Kansas, maybe one that I didn't know. I like to say I know a little bit about all of Kansas, but Erie I didn't know was the longest running soldiers and sailors picnic in the nation. It started in 1873, and they have this big free bean feed, and they cook it just like the soldiers did during the Civil War under cast iron kettles and open flames. And so they're going to bring information about that as well. So it's really a learning opportunity for fairgoers to come through and see different aspects of our Kansas communities. And it ranges from across the state. So we have Southwest Kansas represented. Northwest Kansas has several communities coming, and then all the way to Erie and Sedan and Council Grove. So there's a lot of communities represented in Gottschalk Park, September 7th and 8th.
I'm talking with Amy Bickle. She is with Kansas State Fair. We're talking about some of the many things you can see there, and we won't have time to discuss them, but I will mention just a few, including the one-man band, Bandolini. They'll have circus performers, a strongman, just all sorts of things to see at the fair, and you can learn more about those via the app and the State Fair website. Give us that address.
It's www.kansasstatefair.com.
One of the other attractions of the Kansas State Fair, of course, is the music that's there, ticketed concerts as well as free concerts. So tell us what people can see at the fair this year.
Well, Friday, September 6th is Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. And before Bobby Bones goes on stage, we'll have special guest Nicole Galyon. And I'm excited to have Nicole. She's from Sterling, Kansas, and she is a rising songwriter in Nashville. She has 3 number one songs this year, including Dan and Shay's Tequila, Kenny Chesney's All the Pretty Girls, and Keith Urban's Coming Home. So it's really great to kick off the state fair with a Kansan on the grandstand stage. And then we have Billy Currington Saturday, September 7th, and he has 20 top 40 hits and a new one also written by Nicole Galyon called Details that's just hitting the charts currently. Skillet is Sunday, September 8th. That's a Christian hard rock band. Demolition Derby, Monday, September 9th. Christian concert Wednesday is Francesca Battistelli and Zach Williams on Wednesday, September 11th. Lauren Elena and Mitchell Tenpenny, Friday, September 13th. And then we're ending the Nextech Wireless Grandstand concert series on Saturday, September 14th with Hanson. Hanson hit it big in 1997 with Mbop. They have lots of new music since then, but that's one of the songs they're really known for.
And then you have a series of free concerts as well.
We do. So this is brand new this year. We have 2 free concerts we're trying out. Tuesdays and Thursdays at the fair tends to be a little less traffic. So we wanted to try something out where we're offering free concerts, but we didn't want to do it in the grandstand where we seat 10,000 people. We want to do it in a more intimate setting. We have Bretson Young Injury Lawyers Arena in the middle of the grounds, and it seats about 2,500 people. So what we did is we picked up-and-coming rising stars to come to that performance, and we're offering it for free. So Tuesday, September 10th is Mason Ramsey. You might know him as the 12-year-old Little Hank Williams or the Walmart yodeling boy. He was discovered in an Illinois Walmart a couple years ago. And his single Famous has already surpassed 600 million streams. And he just kind of hit it big. He did a guest rap verse on the Old Town Road remix with Little Nas X, so that's been popular as well. And then Thursday, September 12th, is Lindsay L. with special guest Madison Kozak. So that should be a great concert as well. Lindsay's the 2019 ACM nominee for New Female Artist, and she has a new song recently coming on the charts with Brantley Gilbert called What Happens in a Small Town. So she's a rising country star as well, and great on the guitar. I think that'll be a great concert.
Well, of course, at the State Fair, you would expect, and I'm sure you'll get a chance to see again this year, the blue ribbon pumpkins and other types of produce that are out there. Of course, all the animals, thanks to the 4-H and FFA exhibitors and others. But in addition to those competitions that go on, you have some new contests, including a miniature butter sculpture contest.
We do, and I think this is exciting. I always thought this would be a cool event to bring to the fair, and we're doing that this year. It'll happen in the Pride of Kansas building on September 7th, and people can make their own miniature butter sculptures using a pound of butter and a few plastic utensils they can bring from home to do this. And the other fairs have done this, and it's been very successful, so I'm excited to see what kind of sculptures we can get from fairgoers from Kansas. Of course, it won't be too far from the famous butter sculpture that takes place the first weekend of the fair, getting built by our butter sculpture from the Iowa State Fair. So Sarah Pratt will be coming here in the next week or so to get the big one built. And that will be a surprise to see what that one will be unveiled.
There's also a live scarecrow contest, which is new.
There is. That's going to be the second Saturday of the fair. We still have the traditional scarecrow contest, but this new contest involves teams building a scarecrow and dressing and stuffing it to perfection in real time. So that should be another exciting interactive contest as well.
And another contest you've had before, but it's gotten bigger, literally the Barn Quilt Competition.
Yes, barn quilts are just the craze. And of course, we had a smaller one that people can put on their homes, but really we wanted to focus on one that fits the barn size. So we have expanded that category from the 2x2 barn quilt that we had before to larger sizes of 4x4 feet to 8x8 feet. And this will be displayed around the fairgrounds. So they're not going to just be stuck in a building. You can find a map and look for them on the fairgrounds, and then you can vote for your favorite one. And the grand prize winner will stay on the fair and be part of our permanent barn quilt trail. So I'm excited about the barn quilt competition this year.
You know, we've talked about a lot of new things, but I'm sure that there are some old-time favorites that'll still be there. I'm assuming, for example, Ye Olde Mill will still be operating.
Oh, yes. The Ye Olde Mill is my favorite ride. My children and I have to ride it every year. That's been going since 1915. And of course, it'll be back. We just repaired some of the boats. And I know the person that runs that has been getting his scary props dusted off and running again. And I know he's been working on that. So that'll be ready for the first day of the fair. That's just a great ride of nostalgia that my kids just love. I think the best part is, you know, you have the props, but then you also have the people jumping out trying to scare you. And it's just a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Is that the oldest running attraction at the fair?
It is, and I kind of wonder if it's the oldest in the state. You can't quote me on that, but it's one of the oldest. I'd say it's the oldest attraction at the fair. We do have a couple of vendors that have been here longer, but that would be the oldest attraction that most people resonate with.
Amy, there's so much more we don't have time to talk about, but give us the web address again where people can get more information.
Yeah, www.kansasstatefair.com. And of course, you can also download the app on Google Play or on your iPhone. And that's free download. And that has a ton of information that you can learn and also win prizes also by downloading the app. So that'll give you, between the website and the app, there's a lot of great information. Also, we have visitor guides available at all Kansas Dillons that have a lot of the same information we talked about today.
Amy, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Amy Bickle is the Director of Marketing for the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson. The fair runs from September 6th through the 15th. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes, and you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.